Okay, good morning everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to, as you know, be prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, the wording decision probably is at the forefront of these markets. There's a few elements that are a small bit incoherent. The markets are clearly trying to establish, trying to process the FOMC the other night, which was unfortunately all around the idea of kind of being careful. Let's see how things play out. And as a result, the markets are kind of reacting accordingly, really. And there's one chart which kind of demonstrates that the level of indecision that exists in these markets as a result of some worsening corporate earnings coming out of the US in the form of Nike and we get a couple of headlines around that, and all it just does is it leans into the concern around the consumer for the US economy. Elsewhere, there's not really a huge amount for us to, I suppose, to really drive prices. We're looking for a narrative. We're looking for, I suppose, something to help us with our decision making. And there's very little to grab hold of. Let me explain a little bit more detail, because there's one chart which sort of demonstrates exactly what sort of phase this market is in. Please see our risk warning currently up on screen. As always, be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Now, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, trade management and trade psychology, all very important features, as we know. Certainly, the psychology of these markets are very indecisive. As a result, of course, with indecision, you know, the Fed don't make any decisions. Consumers don't make any big decisions. Financial institutions then don't really make any major decisions about whether it's capital X or whether it's whether they need to take on new workers, whether they need to, you know, move location. You know, everything kind of grounds to a halt just a little bit from a capital flow perspective if the broad understanding behind these markets is more indecisive. Now, we've got these reciprocal tariffs coming in on April the 2nd. So that may be the next major catalyst behind these markets full stop. That will be the concern. Now, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates, of being consistent in our approach. There's no point us chopping and changing our approach because these markets are in a bit of an indecisive phase. We can plan, prepare, and still look for those opportunities. We may just need to be patient there at the end, which is quite important, and continue to be accurate in the levels that we use, disciplined with our capital, of course, at all times, and that patience is really important. So let me start with Wednesday night's indecisive Fed. So they decided to hold rates at 4.5, and we thought we had slightly more dovish Jerome Powell than certainly hawkish. So we were leaning towards maybe 2 as a minimum in terms of rate cuts this year, potentially into 3 and 4, depending if the data continues to worsen. They're keeping that optionality on the table. He was very sort of agitated, couldn't wait to get out of there. Didn't seem like a happy bunny at this point in time, and refused to discuss anything specific around, you know, the Trump policy. So the Fed are in a bit of a wait and see. The markets are in a bit of a wait and see. Capital flows are in a bit of a wait and see. Before we continue the rest of the fundamental analysis, I'd look at the S&P 500. This is really a good representation. So this was the move we saw prior to the FOMC on Wednesday evening. So initially a really good, strong, positive market move, which then sort of broke the highs and then rolled back over, weakened slightly. And then we saw the momentum swing quite aggressively to the downside, making new lows. We rejected the lows and then rallied, nearly made new highs, rejected the highs, and I suppose the question is, would we make new lows now in this market? And that means breaking the 56.29. So from a support and resistance perspective, we've really got strong support at these lower levels, and we've got really strong resistance at these higher levels. And what decision has been made in the interim? Well, not an awful lot, and this is since, you know, Monday night, 6 p.m. actually, Monday night. So we're getting these kind of rejection moves in these markets, both to the downside and, of course, to the upside. And now we've got this little setup in here. We were looking for a buy trade on Wednesday evening, off the back of this little breakout, little structural failure trade to the upside, and the price ultimately rolled back over. However, if these levels hold and we get prices, you know, turning around today and we get to see this structural failure trade, then what this means, and we need to take a little bit into account, you know, the corporate earnings and some of the broader indecision and rhetoric around these markets is a little bit more bearish than it is bullish. However, we're seeing the potential for that, the trade that we were looking at Friday evening, to kick in at some point. Now, it might be that we end up dropping considerably lower, we end up buying at considerably lower prices. We're not sure enough as really changed to actually be an ultra bear, but we've got to be mindful about the upside and weigh up that balance of an upside move versus a downside move. So I just wanted to draw your attention to the clearly defined indecision which exists in these markets. So just finishing off the fundamentals very, very quickly. Yesterday, again, it showed signs, you know, for the Australian economy, we saw a big swing in employment change. So a really, really weaker number coming in for the Australian economy. The unemployment rate is remaining 4.1 for now. And then a big swing higher in terms of claimant count change. So expected about 7,000-8,000 jobs of claimants. And we saw 44,000, so a bit of a spike there. We had the Swiss National Bank yesterday also cut rates 25 basis points. We did get a bit of a rally in the dollar Swiss, more to do with the dollar perhaps than the Swiss National Bank. So we'll see how these prices are playing out now in just a moment. And then, well, it wasn't the close of the day, but at midday yesterday, we heard from the Bank of England, and the MPC decided to pause rates at 4.5. And more of the MPC members agreed to hold rates at 4.5. And there was going to be a little bit of dissent towards rate cuts, but actually didn't really materialize. Unemployment claims for the US is currently pretty steady and pretty strong still. So this is the hard versus soft data. You're getting little pockets of weaker data for the US economy, of course, but then that is offset by some actually strong, harder data. So the only thing we have today is Canadian retail sales, so nothing of any major concern today. So we're in the hands of Donald Trump again and the US administration, what they will and won't decide. And then the markets are very likely to react off the back of that. So indices, very much indecisive. The NASDAQ on the daily time frame. We weren't really interested in the sell trade yesterday and it bounced off the lows. We were looking at a buying opportunity, but no real opportunity to buy either. So just been in a bit of a pause there. There was the potential for the Dow Jones to actually make a bit of a move, and it's just consolidating. That's the market phase. The Nikkei is in a 2-4 sort of 5-day little sideways pattern. While we're talking about the Nikkei, it is probably worth just looking at the yen. We've had a bit of a rejection of these lows, and we've had a really strong pullback now in the dollar yen. Same dynamic for the euro yen and pound yen. So these have now pulled back into resistance zones. So will we get some further movement to the downside? We'll look for that yen strength perhaps. So we probably prefer to trade the yen rather than the Nikkei. German DAX. So a bit of weakness. We've had that big announcement get through the German parliament to the tune of 500 billion. It's an important measure really for the Eurozone. Has the potential to add something in the range of 1% growth per annum, which is not insignificant for something the size of the Eurozone. However, yesterday, a bit of a weak response, and today, a little bit of indecision, but it's currently weaker. So maybe, again, it's an opportunity to maybe look at some buy trades at slightly lower prices. This is a bit concerning, really, now for the CAC. After a little bit of a bounce, you'd be looking to target below the 7,900 would suggest significant weakness potentially filtering in for the CAC 40. So a big question mark over the indices from here. We're going to be looking for the trade that we were looking for on Wednesday, but didn't really deliver to any great extent. And the last one is just the dollar. So we obviously had a strong dollar weakness opportunity there, or a series of opportunities over the last few weeks. And well, let's say if you went back like a month, but over the last couple of weeks, we've not really seen that much progress, a little bit of progress in that dollar weakness trade. So we looked at bond yields and we really want to know, are they selling off as well? Are we seeing demand in this current dynamic for government bonds, and as a result, yields are ticking lower? Well, the answer is a bit unclear there as well. So you can see that the sort of the sideways price action on the 10-year and also on the 2-year as well. You know, we were back at this level the 2nd of February. So we're now the 21st of March. So we're a month down the line, and the only thing that really bond yields have done is just pretty much move sideways. So what that does is it still leans in towards the weakness in the dollar. We're just not getting any price action up at these particular levels. So the question is, do we actually want to sell the dollar strength trade? That's a little bit more difficult. If we break yesterday's highs across the board, then so look, we've got a rejection. So this is what we're protecting ourselves against, is because we're not looking for the dollar to strengthen, we're actually looking for it to weaken. If we get some weakness across the board and we get an opportunity, there could be nice opportunities to start buying at these lower levels. Now, it's counterintuitive to the direction in which these markets are currently moving, but we can still look for that dollar weakness trade. And the yen would be worth looking at in terms of yen strength. So we can pretty much stick with the trade plan from Wednesday night and yesterday, except yesterday we didn't really get a great opportunity to get into those trades. So crude oil, it's only really pulling back into resistance at the monthly highs. We get conflict, more conflict in the Middle East. We probably see and tensions around Iran. We probably see oil prices rally. If that tension subsides, then you probably get to see another leg to the downside. So probably need a little bit more information on crude oil. And then if the dollar strengthens, there's probably a short-term sell trade here in gold. We prefer to buy at lower prices. That would probably be our trade of choice. But it probably would need to come back somewhere in the region of the 29.55 level. So 3 days of really doing nothing since Donald Trump, of course. And then that brings us back to pure indecision. And keep an eye out on this bit of price action here. You know, we have been weaker in the last hour, but if this low holds and we start to break these highs, then we've got maybe even just a short-term buy trade there as well. Okay, so let's amend our trade plan, guys, and we'll let you go. Thanks, as always, for joining us. So, from a market summary perspective, we've got mixed market conditions post FOMC. Still very much remains intact. So yesterday we were looking at potentially the indices making moves to the upside, and that failed. And now we're looking at sort of potential indice strength, but let's keep our options open. So we can look for potential further dollar weakness post this current pullback. Same for the yen. So we're really waiting for those opportunities to kind of start to go our way. We want to keep all options open as market narratives become indecisive, as Fed, Trump tariff, Doge, Ukraine ceasefire policies are all proving a little bit unclear, unfortunately. The market clearly needs that sort of clarity around Trump and his policies, and unfortunately we just don't have it. So we'll continue the analysis in the live trade room, in the European live trade room there. I'm just posting today's trade plan into the chat box for you, and we'll wrap it up there, guys. Thank you very much for joining us. We didn't really get any follow through yesterday. Let's see if we get the opportunity to do it today. We're still ever so slightly leaning into more of a dovish Fed dynamic. Trump is completely disruptive with his tariff talk. And we'll see if there is or if there isn't a bit of a bounce in this AI tech narrative, or will we continue to see further selling in the indices. That is probably a huge indicator in terms of where the indices are likely to go over the course of the day. So we'll do that analysis shortly as well. All right, then, guys, on that note, listen, reach out if there's any questions, of course, and back again. Well, enjoy the weekend if we don't see you, but back again Monday morning, of course, for our pre-market trade plan once more. And there's going to be a catalyst for these markets to rally. We don't really have that catalyst right now. So that's the next sort of narrative to keep our eyes open for. And as a result, hopefully we'll be able to get into some good trades as a result. So really, patience is quite useful for now, but with a view of potentially getting into a couple of trades today as well. All right. So on that note, guys, thanks for joining us as always. Take care of yourselves. We're going to switch rooms now for those of you that can join us for the European session. We'll see you there very shortly. Thanks, everyone. Take care. Bye for now.